greatness and severity of the mitzvah of tefillah. In this lesson, we will go through statements recorded in the Shulchan Aruch and in Divrei Chazal and Divrei Kabbalah and Chassidus about the greatness and importance of the mitzvah of tefillin, the beloved mitzvah that we all try to do every day with ourselves to merit others to fulfill, and that the Rebbe encouraged so much for people to do and influence other Yidden to keep. Chazal state, and it's recorded in the Rosh, in Hilchos Tefillin 28, and Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 37, Halacha 1, that the mitzvah of tefillin is the greatest positive mitzvah in the entire Torah. And the reason is the entire Torah is connected to tefillin, as we learn from the verse, L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha, which is said regarding tefillin. For this reason, every person needs to be careful in the mitzvah of tefillin. Brought down in Menachas 44a, in the name of Reish Lakish, recorded again in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 37:1, that all those who are careful in the mitzvah of tefillin will have lengthy days, merit long life, arichus yamin. And the Mefarshim explains, so is explained in the Yefei Lelev, brought in the Kaf HaChaim, that this is because tefillin corresponds to the heart and mind unto which one's life depends on. So putting on tefillin helps one's heart and mind stay healthy. Some, in fact, even say that once it state this Talmudic passage in the name of Reish Lakish prior to putting on tefillin every day as a segula for long life. So writes the Mishmer Shalom Basra 6. The Rosh likewise brings down, as recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in the above source, that the sages taught on the day of judgment, if one is judged meritorious in the mitzvah of tefillin, then the side of merit dominates. However, if one was negligent in the mitzvah of tefillin, then the side of liability dominates. In other words, if the mitzvah of tefillin plays a major role in the decision of innocence versus guilty in the final day of judgment. And on this, we have the famous statement brought in the Rosh, recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber and the Alter Rebbe. There in chapter 37, that one who does not put on tefillin for even one day, the Mefarshim add, is considered within the category of Poshe Yisrael Bergufam, and such a person is called a Karkafta, as writes Rav in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And if such a person is defined as a Karkafta, it's brought in Sifri Kabbalah, in Kisvi Arizal, of Chaim Vital, in Shara Kedusha 1:7, that he does not merit to be resurrected in the period of Tchias HaMesim, Ad Kedei Kach, so much so is the mitzvah tefillin severe. This Talmudic dictum, in fact, that one who doesn't put on tefillin is considered a Poshe Yisrael Begufam, is one of the motivating factors behind the Rebbe's choosing the mitzvah of tefillin for his mitzvah campaign by the Six-Day War, being that the mitzvah of tefillin has a special severity of the status of a karkafta, as the Rebbe himself stated there in the talk on this subject printed in the Kuti Sichas, volume 6, page 271. All the above are the greatness and severity of the aspects of tefillin as recorded in Divrei Chazal, in the Talmud, Rishonim, and the Poskim, Bali HaShulchan Aruch, and we will now go into matters that are discussed in other Svarim, especially Sifrei Chassidus. So it's recorded in the Reishis Chachma, in Shara Kedusha, chapter 6, that every Jew is required to have daily two signs which show that he is Jewish. As is the law regarding testimony, that you need two witnesses. And on a normal weekday, the two signs that a man has is the Bris Milah and the Tefillin. Those are his two witnesses. And on Shabbos and Yontif, the two signs, the two witnesses, is the Bris Milah and Shabbos and Yontif itself. As explained in Sifrei Kabbalah, the husbands fulfill these mitzvahs on behalf of their wives and serve as their two witnesses. Brought in the Gemara Menachos that the tefillin serve as a testimony that the Shechina resides in the Jewish people. And the Shlach HaKadosh in Mitzvah Tefillin explains as follows, that after the destruction of the temple, the Shechina continues to reside in the Jewish people in merit of the tefillin. Now, this is based on the Zayar, which states that through wearing the tefillin, one fulfills the verse of make me a mikdash and I will dwell on them. And they explain that the tefillin which we wear is similar to the cheruvim that were on the Aron HaBris unto which the Shechinah dwelt and rested. In Medrash Tilim it states, Rabbi Eliezer stated that the Jewish people said before Hashem that they would like to study Torah all day but can't because they have to work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied to them that they should fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. He will consider it as if they learned Torah the entire day and night. And thus we see that the mitzvah of wearing tefillin is equal to that of studying Torah day and night. And it's this midrashic statement which serves as the foundation of the famous Hasidic discourse titled Isa B'Medrash Tilim, which is said by a bar mitzvah bacher. The Rekeach and Parshas Bai states that one who wears tefillin is considered to be a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. And in Rav Pinchas of Karetz, he writes that all of one's prayers are elevated through one's tefillin. Of the effects of the tefillin, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the tefillin has the effect to subjugate one's heart and one's head towards Avedis Hashem, towards service of God. And the Rebbe Likos explains that it's not just in spiritual matters, but also in physical matters, that it helps to keep one mentally sane, that one does not go out of his mind. Therefore, the Rebbe advised for people who suffer from mental illness to be careful in the mitzvah of tefillin. Famously, Chazal bring in Maseches Menachos, the name of Eliezer HaGadol, that the wearing of the tefillin Shel Reish brings fear onto the nations, as the hat tefillin contains two letters of the three-letter name of Shakai, and that helps bring trepidation and fear to the people. It was this Talmudic dictum that also served as one of the main motivations behind the Rebbe's Mitzvah tefillin right before the Six-Day War, in order to impose fear on the enemy. For more details on all the above and more matters that are discussed in Chazal, please visit the corresponding article on this subject on our website or available in our Sefer, The Laws of Tefillin, Chapter 2, Halacha 2.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArachHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.shulchanarachharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.